Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Good evening, everybody. This is your co-producer, Ken Hodge, from Hodge to Hodge Podcast Radio, with a premiere podcast tonight, The Attic. Yes, every Wednesday night at 11 p.m., my family and friends, we get together and we try to give you a different perspective on some of the shit that you've been hearing all day in the news media. Again, our perspective is a urban perspective, and if you don't agree with what it is that we have to present to you, then I would just ask that you check us out next show. Maybe we'll be a little more appealing to your particular taste. Hey, let's get started with The Attic. Again, I've got a dynamic cast. We always have controversial shit to talk about. So let's get it started. Hey, let's go to Nurse Carmen. How you doing today, Nurse Carmen?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
Outstanding. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Baby sis, how are you doing today?
I'm awesome, brother. I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Everything good out there where you are?
Everything is good. Just a little humid, but aside from that, I'm well.
Okay. Let's move right over here to baby boy. How you doing, baby boy?
I'm blessed. Hope everybody else is blessed.
Okay. Well, we're all good. I'm still getting a little feedback here. Let me see. I think we got the brother Messenger just joined us. How you doing, brother Messenger?
I'm fine, my brother. How are you?
Okay. Is it snowing where you are? Okay. It just got sunshine. Whatever you just did brought the sun out. The snow is coming back again. Okay, so we just have to do a tap, move some things around, and we're going to keep the show moving. You know, again, with The Attic, one of the things that we really love to do, and for just giving you a little background before we go to the show, is we love to go in these events, situations that are happening in everyday life that sometimes you don't get the right understanding. So here comes The Attic, and our mission in life is to make sure that your daily current news gets the right urbanish attention applied to it. Therefore, it may be easier for a lot of us to digest. We talk about daily news. Let me tell you something, and I actually had to take a step back on this. And Cass, please jump right in with me, because we are going to talk about one of those holy pillars in our society. And one of those holy pillars is Catholicism. Now, let me tell you, it don't mean shit to me. I'm just going to put it out there as bluntly as I possibly can. But it means some shit to a whole lot of people. But does anybody see the headlines? Does anybody see the headlines where they are asking the Pope to resign? Anybody see that?
I haven't seen it, but I've heard about it. I haven't seen it.
Well, anyway, came out with. I'm getting a lot of feedback from somewhere. The Cardinals came out this week with a letter. In his he said he couldn't live by any longer about some molestation or some kind of shit that went on that the Pope know about. So he can't sleep at night anymore, even though his ass knew about this shit for years. Now, all of a sudden, I'm sorry, Cardinals, and I'm speaking my mind right now. He knew about this for years, but now, all of a sudden, it's a problem, and he wants the Pope to resign. Somebody help me try to digest that bullshit.
They all need to resign.
So what's the issue? They're saying the Pope was aware of all of this?
Yeah, the Pope, they said the Pope knew about the shit. The Pope Ben knew about the shit. And what happened was, I think it was some kind of cardinal down in Florida. He was silenced. And when the Pope became, he gave him his voice back after everybody told him, that nigga can't talk because he touching little boys. So we got him in a timeout right now. And the Pope came back and said, damn your timeout. Let that nigga be. Let him be. So, so you got a cardinal who the Pope knew was dirty, but still gave him all the pompousity that popes get or people in that realm get. And I'm just saying, what kind of shit is that? Now, don't get me wrong. And I mean to be disrespectful, but for those of you that believe in that bullshit, then you have at it. Have at it. And again, I'm not intending to be disrespectful. I'm speaking my mind right now. So those of you believe in that Pope and all the Vatican City and all that bullshit, you have at it. But how the hell can, I guess by Catholicism, the standards, the Pope is supposed to be the nigga that's right next to God. If you can't get through to God, you get to the Pope. See, the Pope got a direct line. Now, am I wrong about understanding what his stature is in society? He's supposed to be one of the holiest niggas walking around here. Am I right?
You're right.
That's only because he ain't heard about the messenger.
Well, okay. What's this?
True that. True.
Well, are they gonna give you your own city, nigga? You gonna have your own city? If you have your own city, if you be in the Pope, man, let me be the mayor. Some shit, man.
What need do I have of a city?
Well, the Pope need a city. And let me tell you something. And again, my views. I'm not intentionally trying to be harsh, but I want you to know I didn't buy into that bullshit from the beginning. That whole Vatican City type shit. You give your money, you give all your earnings to a holy city. That every damn thing in that city is better than shit that you own. Now, how much sense do that make? I'm gonna take from myself and give it to a city that's supposed to be a godly city, and everything in here is better than what I have. And they run millions, I don't know if it's billions, but there's a lot of money running through Vatican City. I'm going to say in the billions. But nonetheless, you got a Pope who, and what really made this funny to me about asking the Pope to resign is they put the Pope between a rock and a hard place right now. Because that nigga got two choices, man. One, he can fess up and fuck it up for everybody. He can fuck it up for everybody. Or he could just straight lie and say, I don't know what that cardinal talking about. Let's move on. Now, I got to tell you, if he say he don't know, you got to believe the nigga, right? Who going to question that? Right up into the Omarosa table.
I will.
I question all that shit. Yeah. But look at it. If the Pope tell you I didn't do it, you got to take that and move on. You got to take that. You can't question the Pope like, are you sure? You can't come at the Pope like that.
This is why you can't put all your trust and everything in a man, because they're men. They're subject to fail. I mean, you know, they can make a mistake just like anybody. They're human.
But
this is why you can't make gods out of it. This is why you can't make a god out of anybody.
But
do you know what
I mean? Yeah, but I think that people overlook what the real mistake is here. Hey, baby, bro, what do you think the real mistake is here? Let me turn this over to one of our other subject matter experts in this field.
Hey, baby. You know,
hey, baby,
listen,
bro, what do you think the real problem is here?
Back in the day, this is how the scam was all set up. Back in the day, I forgot who this guy was. I forgot his name, though, but you can do your homework and look it up. He creates Christianity, because Christianity is pretty much all over the world. They spread it out. But what it actually is, to me, is a cult. No disrespect. It's a cult to where the top guy get to make all the rules. Now, as far as that's been going on with that molesting and all that, the Pope know that. Every Pope know that, because they came up through the ranks. So I'm pretty sure along the way, they saw or heard something about stuff like that going on. You don't get to the top and don't know what's going on as you're coming through the ranks. You pretty much know what's going on. And the scam is, if they have to, they might throw somebody to the wolves, but it won't be the Pope. The Pope ain't fessing up nothing. All righty.
Well, the Pope ain't fessing up nothing, because this is just, as so many have said already, it's who they are. But I don't feel bad for them. I feel bad for those that just continue, even though the proof is right in their face, they seem to still follow it anyway. If I was to walk out and do some of the stuff that they did in the name of religion, they would call me all kind of everything but a child of God. But because it's been formed and brainwashed in us, we have to believe it. Even though the Bible teaches us, oh, this is supposed to be Thursday, but even though the Bible teaches us, don't put your trust in man, as baby sister said, baby girl said, don't put your trust in man. But who is it that we trust more than anybody?
Pope,
we got marriage counselors, that pastors, when you go join their church and you want to get married, they want to counsel you, and they who knows what their marriage is like, for me to turn over my marriage and my life to you, and you don't know who you are. Does that make sense?
But you know what, and I'm sorry if I might have missed this. How many people on this podcast right now didn't already know or have, I mean, because nobody was there, I hope nobody was there, but how many people here didn't know that the priest was messing with them little boys, let's say, last 40 years? Let's say for the last 40 years. I mean, how often is that not in the newspaper? So if you're in Catholicism or you're in that hierarchy, you already know about this, and I think it's like one of them guy clubs. We know, but we don't ever speak on it. So the Cardinals just broke the rule and told the truth for once probably in his life. Because, again, if you will hide that lie, what else are you hiding?
It's not like a boys' club, but some of them, they have made this a pedophile's club. You can see the good thing about pedophiles is they position themselves to be around that particular prey, whether it be, you know, in the church or being a Boy Scout leader. Not saying all Boy Scout leaders are pedophiles, but you know that if you notice. And those situations, wherever a child's supposed to feel safe at, that's pretty much where most of that molesting is coming in at.
That's because we have allowed them to tell us that man thinks that he is superior over everything and he can do whatever it is he wants to do. That's how man feels. Man feels a woman should be equal with him. Okay, you could say you're equal, but you're not really equal. Just that man mentality that has been brainwashed into these people to make them think that they're so much better than everybody else. And how many Baptist preachers, they didn't take the little kids, but they sure took the wives.
Some of them took the kids, too.
Yeah, you can't go to jail for that.
You can't dismiss that from them either.
Taking somebody's
wives.
Well, I meant on an overall scale.
I mean, the Catholic Church is more notorious for that, but I mean, I understand what you're saying. Right. I mean, they're all guilty of something.
Hey, but you know
what,
though?
You got the direct connect.
But here's my thing. And this is where I believe the biggest mistake was made. When they all got together and decided, we ain't gonna have no women. when they all got together and decided we gonna get married to God, that's where the mistake came in at. Nigga, you can have a wife and kids and a good, fruitful sex life and still do that shit that you're doing. And again, and when I say
why is it that they won't take a wife? Why is it that they want to remain, you know, celibate? I mean, and not marry or just stay.
They're married
why
to
is
God.
It that they
they're
do
married
that?
To God. They're married to God and the faith.
Right, and
they don't. They don't.
But I thought the Bible says, but doesn't it say to be fruitful and multiply?
Yeah, that's what you want to do. But their thing is, in order, it's all part of. It's all part of the scam to get you, hey, look, I'm being faithful to God. If I can get you to do what I do, then I'm pretty much controlling you. I was like Brother the Messenger said, I'm telling you about your marriage. You're coming to me for counseling, and you don't know what's going on in my life. But I'm a counselor.
But how can you tell me about my marriage when you're not married to a woman?
Because I've got divine insight. That's why. They fool you with that divine insight.
That's like saying, how could your friend tell you about a man when she ain't got no man? But they do it.
Well, think about this.
Catch up.
Oh, wow.
Hey, but think about this, though. If they all get together and decide, look, okay, enough of this shit. We still going to hold our positions, but we're going to get a wife. I bet you that it probably won't stop the interaction with little boys, because allegedly, because I'm not there and no court documents are in, but allegedly this has been going on for a long time, and I'm sorry. I believe that it is somewhat accepted by Catholicism that, you know, we gave up marriage, but every once in a while, you can't go you can't have no woman, but you can go sneak you a little boy or something. I don't get it, man.
So that makes me think. Are they gay or whatever when they become these priests?
That's what happens from the jump.
These are little kids that has nothing to do with gay. Okay. That's pedophile. That's being a pedophile. That's what they're doing.
But it is what it is. If you take a look at the majority of them couldn't get a woman if they ain't have 50 cent in their pocket. So they couldn't get a woman, but now they can take advantage because they have power over these kids. That's all it is. It has. If they could get a wife, they wouldn't do that. Actually, they wouldn't even become whatever they are. They wouldn't even become that. That's part of the reason why a good portion of them are like that. Because they couldn't get a woman. They ain't got nothing else to do.
Oh.
Once again, they're pedophiles. I'm telling you.
So the Catholic priests, they can't get a woman, and the Baptists, they pimps.
Exactly.
All they need to do, right, is have this big Holy Ghost convention, and let's trade off some shit, man. Let's trade off some shit, all right? Brother Medicine, let me get one of them wives, and what we'll give you is some of that gold we got. Yeah, that's what we'll do for you. But again, I just think that, and again, not being Catholic, in fact, the only thing I really appreciated about Catholicism was, you know, growing up in our house, going to church was all day, Sunday, all night, Wednesday, Thursday. So, but when I went, the first time I went to a Catholic church, when we went in church and got out in like under an hour, my mind, it was like, whoa, I like this. I like this. I can go for 30 minutes.
Yeah, I can do this.
Yeah, check the block for the whole week, man. But, you know, it's crazy, man, that's a headline. The holiest man that any country ever known, well, under Catholicism, is your Pope. And now that joker up on alleged charges of, again, not telling. Well, I don't know what the hell the shit is now with everybody not telling. You got Joe Pa in football not telling. Herb Meyer not telling, and now the priest not telling. I meant the Pope not telling. Well, but if you follow the chain of events, Joe Pot got kicked out and got banished from everything. I really do believe that's what took his will to live. Myers, I don't know if it's Herb Myers, whatever Myers is in Ohio State, he didn't tell, but he only missed 3 games. So we go from getting kicked out to missing 3 games. Now we got the Pope. I'm pretty sure that's going to be he's human, and there's going to be no penalty for that. Or me personally, should there be a penalty for that? I don't think so. But if you're the Pope, you should have told. I said like Donald Trump, I said like 45 say, the Pope should have been a rat. He should have flipped on him. He should have flipped. Yeah, that's what he should have did. Because I'm telling you right now, he's in a hard place right now. Because if you come clean, the only thing the Pope could do right now to get out of this shit is honestly don't know what the Cardinal's talking about, or you got to lie, man. And sometimes, once again, one lie keeps a whole institution in check. But if that nigga come out and say, listen, my bad, I did know, and I didn't do anything about it, that's going to shake 45 on the run. You can't even run to the church anymore because they on the same shit. I mean, what are we going to do as a nation? What are we going to do?
What was that Giuliani said? Truth is not truth? Or what was that he was saying?
Yeah, that's right. Just because I tell you 1 and 1 is 2, it don't always mean 2. Sometimes it means 11.
He said truth. No, he said truth is not truth.
Yeah, truth is not
which
truth.
Which is crazy in and of itself. But, yeah, that's what he's screaming. They're screaming now, truth is not truth, which is how do we get to this point? I don't know, but that's the world we're in now.
Hey, 1% pa, not pa.
Hey, that's what it could be. But you know what, though? I mean, just to show you how society, how we're just like, I don't know, kind of spiraling out of control, or we're still in control if you fully understand the messenger's message, but we're spiraling out of control. You got the priest the Pope being asked to resign. Then you got, and let's just move right over while we're on the subject of shit not right. What about the department, the Secretary of Education want to take federal funds and armed teachers?
I heard about that.
Now, you know what we're really saying. What they're really saying is they're about to give teachers the same authority and rights that they allow police officers to have to kill niggas. That's what's about to happen. Because let me tell you something. If you ask teachers these days, one of the hardest parts about teaching is discipline. And they all seem to think that only little black kids got problem with discipline. But if you tell by all the shootings, that's not the case. But now that you give a teacher a gun, that means when somebody comes to school and they don't have their homework, they might get wet. You know what I'm saying? I got to shoot you. I might put one of these 45 rounds in your ass because I told you to do your homework and you didn't.
Well, the thing about it is Congress initially had passed this bill. It was supposed to be a safety bill that was allocating like $50 million a year to the local schools districts, okay? And it explicitly prohibited any federal funding for firearms. But with this, what's it, Betsy DeVos, this education secretary, what she did was she, in order to be able to use it for funding, she switched it around, and now she's going to take those funds and she's going to apply it to a program called the Federal Education Law Program. And it's going to be a grant that's going to go toward the student support an academic enrichment grant, and that'll allow her now to take those funds to be able to purchase guns and training for teachers. Because if she were to use it toward that other funding, she wouldn't have been able to do that. So I'm thinking, isn't that still against the law?
Now that she found a way to wiggle out of it,
to manipulate
the
system.
They'll take it to court on it. But what you got to understand is that woman knows nothing about education. She made money. She can take her money and invest in private schools. She could care less about a public school. She wants something that's going to make her some money. She knows nothing about education. You should have seen her at her Senate hearing. She couldn't answer any of the questions that they asked her.
It was sad.
Basic school questions.
But she still got the job, though, right? It's sad, but she still got the job.
She still got the job. That's just crazy.
See, when people should have spoke up and be like, wait a minute, you ain't got no qualifications for this shit. Instead, they stopped by because at the time, 45 was spanking that ass. At 45, let it be never. If I nominate them, I don't care if I just got him out of jail. Y'all niggas better support that shit. And that's what they did.
And they're saying that the average teacher spends about $479 of their own money out of their pocket, to help, you know, buy kids like supplies, like pens, papers, notebooks, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So
that's
you have to ask yourself.
That's how they
then.
Got it set up. Yeah. They buy the material. And then at the end of the year, they get like a tax break or something like that on the material that they bought instead of the school just getting what they needed.
And
right,
the real messed
you
up
have to
part
ask
about
yourself.
This.
So if we're if it, I mean, so you still have to ask yourself if we're taking this money to buy guns instead of putting that into our students into the kids.
Right. Because
we don't
really
care
about
the
kids.
We don't care about
the
kids we care about. Their mama got money. Their mom and daddy got money to send them to the
right
school. Right. There you go. Uh-huh. So we trying to, even though this ain't a black and white issue, but you watch and see the first set of schools, I'll bet you, because she going to get it pushed through. Because, again, Trump got people in places that, 45 got people in places that understand the swindle game. You understand how to get shit that ain't right, how to get it right. Because you always know that if I go too far, the joker who gave me the job gonna make it all right for me anyway. But you watch and see if they start bringing guns out. Watch where the first set of armed teachers are gonna be, right in those little inner city schools where they haven't had any shootings at. Yeah, that's where the guns are gonna go. They're not gonna take them guns to the prestige schools that need that kind of support. But me personally, I don't think no teacher got no business walking around with no gun, man. I just don't think so, man.
Well, teachers are not bodyguards. Now you're making teachers like bodyguards or something.
You know what I would like to see? Go ahead.
Betsy DeVos, she's the superintendent of school. She's out of Detroit. Do you know she's never went to a school in Detroit?
Again, because again, you rich people can't understand hunger and poverty. I don't give a shit how many economics classes or how many economic degrees they have. If you're rich, if you've been born rich, you can try to understand it, but you can't feel that. How Chris Rock said, how you going to talk about chronic if you ain't never smoked the chronic? You know what I'm saying? So if I'm rich, you being poor, I think I understand it, but there's no way you can understand it. And when I say that, I draw the same parallel to like women who've been mentally or sexually abused. Sure, you can look at all the data and all the shit you want on that, man, but unless you're that person that went through that shit, man, they go through things, and people go through things that there is no textbooks for this shit. I can't really describe to you the hurt that I'm really feeling. I can't describe to you that every time I see somebody who looks like the person who harmed me, some body chemical, I got a chemical reaction in my body. I can't explain that. And when you do the same thing with rich people, Duval, trying to regulate schools who don't really understand the problems in public schools, and a lot of the problems, again, is you got inner city folks who don't even really care about their parents going to school for an education. And when I say don't care about their parents, sometimes to be a teacher, part of what you need to be able to do is capture the attention of your students. And what I mean by capture, if you're in a school, inner city teacher, you have to be a little more creative. But it is your job to capture their attention. It's not, and again, you would think that when people go to school, I shouldn't have to focus on capturing your attention because you come here to learn. But in America, our school is getting, we're drifting away from that. We're drifting away from that. Just like in Ohio this week, while I'm on schools, and I'm going to get back to the guns, I guess a lot of schools didn't have air conditioner or it was too hot to cut them on or some shit like that. But I think 2 days this week, kids were let out of school early for the heat. For the heat. Now, again, that if you're a kid, that sounds wonderful. But what if I'm a parent, I'm at work? I have to be at work till 4 o'clock. I'm expecting my kid to get off school at 3:30. Now it's 1 o'clock and my kid's off school. So I'm just going to show how, as a nation, man, we don't put the emphasis on school like other countries do. And that's why we are slowly and surely sinking to the bottom of the education pool throughout all the nations. But now we're going to give them
guns.
That's a twofold plot,
though. Part of that was to keep the inner city kids down, because when you give them a book and they start to learn something, they're afraid that they might surpass them. And what happened is they were sending their kids off to these finer schools, but when they got there, they had these drugs and stuff there that just messed them all up, and now it's just totally out of whack now. The same drugs that they put in the black community made it to the white community.
Yeah.
Karma.
But again, what you set out to hurt other people in this nation always has a way of creeping right back around to those that you tried to protect. And again,
what
you can tell.
What a man soweth, so shall he reap.
We shouldn't have to get it all back. We shouldn't have to get it all back. But anyway, we should have to, all of us should have to come back, man. At some point, you should be able to tone and say we just even on that shit right there. Hey, but listen, you know what I'm saying? We start off with the Pope, the holy man, being asked to resign because he ain't as holy as folks think he is. We go from that into we want to arm teachers. Now we want teachers to come to school. I want you teaching my son while you got that 9mm on your hip.
I think the NRA is pushing a lot of this too.
Well, listen, anything that deals with a weapon, the NRA got their hands on it. And again, let me tell you something. The NRA is a business. Businesses are in business to make money. So I don't fault them, but them, the NRA, what's it? Them some bitches got, they got power, they got money that I don't really think that there's anything they really want to lobby for that they can't get. That's the kind of money and juice they got. And any elected official know, if you turn all the NRA members against you because you don't support the NRA, those votes, them shits ain't easy to make up.
Hey, my brother,
yeah.
That's a fallacy. That's a fallacy. Because 90% of the NRA don't approve of three-fourths of the stuff that they do. But just to say that they're a member, it's that body head, that head, that runs and makes all the rules and regulations for the NRA. The members, half the members don't even agree with the stuff.
It gave me a right to have a weapon. I know that.
Right.
So whatever.
So the rest of that stuff, I don't. Right. Right.
I don't. Yeah. Okay. I got you. But you know what? Let's just transition or drift right over. Right into the death of John McCain. Now let me tell you. being a military man myself, that was one bad son of a bitch, man. John McCain. I mean, when I read his record, and again, I'm being a little cynical. If what they print is true, because you know how what's it? Them cameras are twicky. You know the media can get real twicky on you. But if what they print about that man is true, and I believe it to be true, had I read all that, I might have voted for him over Obama. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Listen to me. Let me just start off, and then please chime in with me. One of the most heroic, or things that just put chills on my spine is, over in Vietnam, they had this jail called the Hanoi Hilton. Okay, it wasn't a nice place to be, so don't get fooled by that Hilton in there. That was just what they called it. It was a Vietnamese prison. And when John McCain was captured, they found out that his father had a major juice in the Navy. His father was like a rear admiral or something. And they offered to let him go. And that man said to them, again, under prisoner of war, the Geneva Convention, conducts of prisoners of war, it's supposed to be on a rotating basis, meaning those who are captured first, if you're letting prisoners go, again, first in, first out. Basic inventory. Well, they found out who he was, and they was going to let him go. And he said to them, no, I understand the rules, and I was not the first one here. And because he was a true patriotic American, and let's just go with what everybody understands that to mean, because he was a true patriotic American, he didn't go. And he stayed in that prisoner that prison camp for an additional 3 years. Now, let me tell you something, man. That speaks volume about a man's character. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Volumes.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even quantify that. He like slid right up into hero in my book.
So he had an opportunity to leave, and he chose not to?
Yeah, they was going to let him go because what they was going to do. Now, they was going to play him. Now, don't get me wrong, but he got out because his father was an admiral. So they saying, listen, we let your son go. And maybe you do this and you do that. But he was dangled out there, and he said, no, that's not how this goes. It's not my turn to go.
So your hero, because it wasn't his time to go, he stayed. And then when he got his ass back here, he created all these different laws that affected the people, and you want to put him against Obama?
Listen to me, brother. No, listen to what I'm saying. All I'm saying is, from a military aspect, that man was a hero. Now, again, and this is why I said, wait a minute. Okay, and I let it go. But listen, this is why I said in the patriotic version that most people see, because most people's patriotic version don't mean shit to me to start with, because their patriotic version ain't got shit to do with me in it. So I'm just saying. So, again, if we just want to dismiss it all from there, that would be very, very understandable. But I'm saying I'm giving them his props. And even I'm giving him his props. And even in his death, and I'm laughing because you got to hear the rest of it first. Even in his death, he said, "Don't let 45 ass near me."
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, how about that? Yeah, you don't even want him speaking. You don't even want him to speak at your funeral.
He said, "Even if I'm dead, I don't want to be around that man." Now, as Gomer Pyle would say, regardly.
That's just him keeping it 100.
That's
because
right.
Look, me and you didn't have nothing good to say to each other when I was alive, so we're not going to front when I'm dead.
Right.
That's how I take that.
Yeah, you took your stuff to a whole nother level, man. We were just trying to keep them at bay. You trying to start a race war up in here?
Yeah.
And
what's it? Guess who else gets the gas face for the wedding? I'm sorry, for the funeral, for the celebration of life. Sarah Palin, his running mate. He said, "I don't want her name."
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Cause
wow.
You know, watch
now
this.
I'm surprised because she ran with him. I'm surprised.
Yeah, but watch this. Yeah. That was some bullshit.
Because he wanted her to.
I was getting ready to say, because he was probably still mad to the day he died, that if the Republicans had given me a decent run of me, Barack would have still whipped that ass. But I could have been a contender.
That's true, because didn't she say she could see Russia or something from her backyard?
I was just getting ready to say that. She in Alaska, but she said she could see Russia. Now, she wear glasses. I'm just going to throw that right in there. Yeah, she wore glasses too, but she said she could see Russia, man. And again, he said, "You can't come either." Just think about this, man. I mean, I will get back to John McCain in a minute. But 45, that man, since he's been in office, there's two important people that passed away that left specific instructions for his ass not to be there. And the wedding, he missed it. He wasn't even invited to the royal wedding. Now, damn. That's all
you
I
done
can say.
Because you done insulted people over there. You done insulted people, and they don't even want you. They didn't even want you over there.
If they don't want the leader of your country there, how the hell you think they feel about your country?
Hmm.
How do you think the world feels about us?
Well,
right now,
they still love us because they know we are still the most powerful, but they recognize we got an asshole in office, and they trying to wait this 4 years out and see if we could correct it. But they can't really do much of nothing without us. So they still love
America.
But the problem is we better not
mess around and reelect him again. Because, see, then these other countries going to start looking at us like, really? Really? Y'all reelected him again?
We going to be looking around at each other like that, too.
That's what I'm going to see. If he gets to stay four more years, that's what I'm going to see if my military status can find me another place to enjoy my retirement years. Because I'll be fucking around here. I wake up one day.
Get security clearance.
You ain't going nowhere.
That's
what he's going to do. Yeah, this nigga said, we're not ready for you yet.
Oh, and they're doing some crazy stuff now because the people that's running, the Democrats that's running for office in November that had a security clearance, like their previous jobs might have been something in government and they had security clearance. The Republicans are leaking that information out so it can be used against you while you're running, which is totally against the law to do that, because that's private, like HIPAA violation kind of information, like your Social Security or any kind of medical information about you, or, you know, just if you've ever had like an affair or something that could be used against you in case somebody wanted to try to blackmail you type of stuff. All that stuff is a part of your clearance, and they're putting that information out on you so your opponent can use it against you. Like, that's unheard of, but that's what Republicans are doing.
We don't need no stinking Russia. We can do this on our own. we can get the dirt on
you. Do
you
understand, like, people that got clearance, that's crazy.
That's absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
See, a lot of people
tell me one thing they've done that ain't crazy.
See, a lot of people think that when you have a clearance, your ass is going to the White House and look at secret documents and shit of that nature. Now, let me tell you, I got a couple of clearances, but let me curl my ass to the White House talking about my name is Sergeant Hodge. Here's my clearance, and I want to come in. It don't work like that. But again, a lot of jobs, like police officers, detectives, a lot of these jobs require clearance. And if they took your clearance, some people think, well, you could just put it in to get it back. Well, if your clearance was revoked, it's way more complicated than just sending in a letter talking about, I want it back. Shit you got to go through, again, it's going to affect your economic status. It's going to affect, you know, your ability to make money. But
their clearance wasn't even revoked. They're just running for office. They had clearance. You know, they were already cleared. And their opponents, their Republican opponents, are going in, getting their information, and leaking it because they're running against them. And so you're getting their information, and now you're using that against them while you're running, you know, because you're running against them. So now you're finding out personal stuff about them and leaking it to the press.
Wow.
Well, think about this. Think about this, though. Just with that clearance, and then we're going to get back and pay a little more homage to not my hero, but he. I call him my he. My hero. I was giving the H-E. Okay. He don't get the R-O because in the first letters of an important name.
We might have to talk to you after this is over because it sounds like you're really feeling this guy. But okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
I respect him.
But I would have never voted for him, but okay.
Well, now let me say this to you. Hold on. Oh, that's right. Shit. We live. I can't even take that shit back. But anyway. I can't even take that shit back. But anyway, no, John McCain was all right, man. I mean, I read his bio, and I looked at his medals, and
right.
I looked at what he was.
No, I respect him because he served his country, and he fought, you know, he fought well, and he did things, like you said, there's a lot of men that would not have done that. You know, and speaking of such,
you know,
one is our current president, because he dodged the war by saying he had hill spurs.
Mm-hmm.
You know why I respect him? I'll tell you what, I respect him because when he was having a debate, he was having a town hall meeting, and this white woman got up and said Obama was a terrorist, was a Muslim, and all of this, and he just took the mic from the woman and said, no, none of that's true. He's a fine young man. We just differ on everything. That's how he got my respect.
See? All right. I'm just saying, respect due to the man. All right. So he's still all right. He gets the AT.
No doubt. I would agree with that.
And, you know, like I said, you know, from hearing his story here in his life, but just imagine coming out of that. Don't get me wrong. It was nowhere near the time that Mandela spent in jail. But those two stories kind of parallel. Because let me tell you something. If it's 5 years in the POW camp, well, I guess that's the same thing Mandela was in for however long he was in there. But to come out of that with still with your mental faculties, I give him a big up, y'all. If I was in New York right now,
he get
a strong J.
Oh,
he get a strong J.
I think he was walking with a limp or something, even with one of his arms. You could tell he went through a lot. He went through a lot.
He couldn't comb his own hair.
But again, and I still think that he was also one of the Republicans that didn't mind. He didn't go hard against Trump, but he would kind of let you know, because again, you got to remember, he said, I've been in a POW camp, and I dealt with that, but I ain't messing with 45. Not face up. I ain't messing with 45. 45 was some different shit, man. But hey.
But I think he was the last. I think he was the last of what we are going to see in terms of, I guess I could go as far as saying what was left of a decent Republican.
Well, let me say, and again, he in his passing, he invited folks to his wedding. I keep calling it his wedding. I'm sorry. He invited folks to his funeral, and he said who he don't want to be there. And they tell me, and I didn't research this, but I heard this from a news source, that he also recommended that his seat be filled by a female Mexican.
Wow. Wow.
From Arizona. All right.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, you know, Arizona population probably not black enough to have for whatever, but I don't know what the black population in Arizona is, but I mean, I'm just saying. I just think that he was. I think he was a righteous man, and
they didn't want Martin Luther King Day to be a. They didn't want Martin Luther King birthday to be a holiday.
He wasn't a senator then.
He wasn't a senator. He was a senator for the last 75 years, man.
No, John McCain. Okay, well look at here. We talk about medals right now. We talk about medals.
Okay.
He was. I'm taking it back to the military.
Yeah, he got a lot of medals.
I didn't study his political affiliation too much. Again, you know what I'm saying? All I knew he was Republican.
I understand.
Yeah. All right. So
you just went on that military stuff. That's the.
I'm on that soldier to soldier right now. Talk about the. But anyway, we talk about We went from the Pope to
How
all
about
the Pookie? Teachers.
Pookie spent 50 years in Sing Sing. He ain't no hero.
Pookie? Yeah, Pookie cool. Yeah, Pookie cool, man.
Yeah, my brother, Pookie, who the hell?
Yeah, I'm like, yo, I got to say, is that one of our cousins? Is that one of our cousins? We said we wasn't gonna discuss family on here, man.
We did say that.
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm. Hey, but I'm just going to take a moment as we start a new segment to the show. As we start a new segment, and this segment, it's like a little editorial. And this editorial is going to be about 4 or 5 minutes because I have a baby bro who's part of our cast. And sometimes baby bro has a lot of interesting responses to questions that he's asked throughout the week. So what we want to try to do is we've been getting a lot of calls on bullying. And I'm getting a lot of text messages on bullying. So what I was wondering is if I could we're gonna start our little baby bro editorial tonight. Hey baby bro, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, we've been getting a lot of calls on bullying. So could you give us some talk on that, man, or something that would help clear our mind and make us see straight on this whole bullying aspect.
On bullying.
And we're off.
And no, because of that First Amendment shit we were talking about, I got to choose my words wisely. Now, what exactly do you mean by that?
I mean bullying. Like, I think I seen it. One of the news clippings came through that there was a 10-year-old boy.
Oh yeah, he had he had came out and told his mother he was gay. And, you know, she gave him love and affection, and he went to school, and he told some of the kids in school, and they turned around and started bullying and picking at him and telling him to kill himself. And I think, like, within a matter of 3 or 4 days of him coming out, he ended up killing himself.
Mm. What's that?
I didn't mean that to be a bummer or nothing, you know. Everybody all right?
I find it strange, though. I find all the stuff that they said to him, the only thing he heard was kill yourself.
Yeah.
Some people are weak, you know. Some people, they don't, you know what I mean? They're, you know what I mean? They, especially with him just coming out like that, you need encouragement. You need support.
So I understand that, but what I'm saying is I know there had to be somebody that told him he wasn't gay. Why he ain't go with that? Why he went with the one they told him to say, kill yourself?
Because, like I said, some people are not strong, and they're
I don't think he took that literally and went and killed himself. But, you know, when you're throwing a bunch of slurs at people, and by him being bullied, he just, you know.
Killed himself.
I guess he took his life, yeah. I don't think that was cause right there that made him, you know, do it.
Oh, no, that was just, I understand what you were saying. I was just wondering and just talking out loud, trying to figure out just how, you know, if this is who you are, then that's who you are. And I understand what you're saying, baby girl, that he was weak, but,
well, not
know.
Just weak, but, I mean, I'm just saying not just you got a lot of different emotions going on, and sometimes you're not, you know, you're not as strong. You're still trying to find yourself and who you are. And, again, these people, whoever this is that came at him like that, you know, shame on them for, you know, for even taking that approach at him like that.
Hey, we're all different.
That's the same. That's some same people that be calling us niggas, but go ahead.
Yeah, that is true. That's somewhat true. That's somewhat true. But, hey, we are forgiving people, man. We are forgiving people. I don't know who pissed in the messenger Cheerios tonight, but somebody get him a new bowl of cereal, man.
He's pretty hard tonight, isn't he? He's pretty no nonsense tonight, isn't he?
I was trying to figure out how, you know what I mean? Some things you could be strong on, and then other things you can't be.
But everybody's,
you know,
just
I mean?
Not there, bro. Everybody's just not there.
No. He was just a child.
Oh, I understand.
He was a child.
I understand that. That was just a question to the cast. That's all. Not directed at that boy per se, but just a question directed at the cast. I wasn't being hard on the brother.
Well, remember back in the day, white people
used to
kill themselves if they got a B on their report card.
All right.
So some people, it don't take much.
All right. But listen, let me jump right in here with saying this right here as one who consistently counsels soldiers. And again, about bullets, you think all y'all niggas in the military, y'all weren't, am I getting feedback? Okay, bullying is a terrible thing, man. When you start applying pressure to people to make them change their way of life, their way of thought, let me tell you, that's a terrible thing to do. And when I say terrible, there's a difference between bullying. There's a difference between being a bully and an aggressive persuader. But if you bully folk, man, then eventually you're going to get bullied and you're going to get to find out that that's not a real nice feeling. So let's be done with all this bullying, and let's just talk to people. You know, I don't get the whole bullying, and again, sad that the young man took his life, but again, life taken because people bullied him or forced him to do that, that's a travesty to the universe, man. Hey, but listen, we got 60 seconds to go.
Yeah.
And let's get ready to say our good nights, Cass.
Go ahead, nurse. Well, I got to say to that.
You better hurry up and say it because you only got, 45 seconds? Yeah, at the next meeting, we're going to have to find somebody going to have to be the time clock. Because, see, we ain't even to touch on Aretha. Aretha, man, because you wanted to talk about your hero.
We said we weren't. So see there?
No.
Oh,
well, hey, I said
correct. No, we said we weren't.
I said correct.
Go ahead, bro. What was you going
to
say,
Messi? I need to pay attention.
What I was going
to
say is, Kirsten,
yeah,
there is no tragedy. There is no tragedies in the universe. All things work together for the good.
Amen, brother. No comment.
All right, now.
Yeah, he is not taking no. He's not taking no prisoners tonight. So go ahead.
Right. Good night, everyone.
Hey, baby sis, go ahead.
I would just like to say good night to everyone, and just remember that we have to still, each one can teach one, and when you can, you know, be a help or an encouragement to someone, do that. You know, my brother spoke on bullying. Mm-hmm. That's not the way to go. I mean, we want to be an encouragement, and we just want to try to be there for one another. And bullying is definitely not the way to go.
Preach.
That's right.
Preach.
Now that we've come out of the church, hey baby bro, would you like to say good night to the audience?
Good night.
Good night.
That's it.
That's it. I thought we were talking about Aretha, but I stand corrected.
What is with you? What is with you and Riri? What is with you and Riri?
Spent too much time on that McCain shit.
Listen to me real quick. Hold on a second. I will read to baby bro the minutes from the note, okay? And I got them right here in my hand, and don't see any Aretha. But you know what? But just so, because I like to keep the family happy. A happy family is a family that gonna cut the grass and don't ask for money. But let's all say goodbye in our own way to the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. Again, that was another great loss to us, but to where she's going, I'm sure she's looking at us saying, I'm all right. I can't wait till y'all get here. Not we're rushing you, but we have to believe that. So,
yes.
Again,
absolutely.
I say
absolutely.
Goodbye to the Queen of Soul.
Hey,
this baby bro, would you like to say goodbye to Aretha?
Respect.
Hey, I got a question. You think Aretha looking for her daddy?
Well, if he lived right, she should be seeing him.
Yeah, she gonna see him. We go.
What? Oh, that was an accident.
She gonna see him. She gonna see him. Oh, you muting me? Oh, wow.
No,
okay.
No.
My bad.
Stay.
Good night, everyone. Stay here.
Uh-huh.
Good night. See,
watch this.
You followed baby bro right down that path.
You followed baby bro.
Right? Mm-hmm. Hey, but anyway, listen, this is How's the Hodge podcast. Again, we had a nice little conversation tonight talking about a couple of things. And again, our perspective is always a little different from what you may have expected to hear, unless you grew up where we grew up. But again, this is the podcast where we like to keep it very entertaining. Please don't lose your shirt over anything that's said on this podcast, because our first commitment is entertainment. We like to mix a little facts up in there. Yes, sometimes you can call us Fox News. Every one in 10,000 statements that we make might be factual. And I say might be. But you know what? I'm sorry. I gotta do a plug real quick. Baby boy, is that all right?
Yeah, by all means.
I'm glad I got your blessing on that. But anyway, here we go. In Florida, the Democratic nominee, Brother Gillum.
If you're in Florida,
let's get, if you are able to vote, and come on, we need not just the blue seat in Florida. We need Brother Gillum in that seat. So, again, in fact, he's friends with one of my closest friends, military friend, Reverend Kenny Pace Harmon. But he's, I'm sorry, I know him as Kenny Pace. I know he's got another name on the back of it. I just said he's my really good friend, right? But no, he my boy. And he worked on his campaign with him. Really, he worked on his campaign with him. And I told him, man, my podcast, every podcast, I'm going to remind voters, and I'm going to make sure we get in touch with Sister Sunshine.
Again, we want to remind voters, let's get out, let's vote for Brother G, man. All right?
Absolutely.
In Florida.
Absolutely.
Democratic governor. In Florida, Democratic governor. Hey, but listen, that's our time for this evening. Hope you enjoyed. Hope we were entertaining. Look forward to seeing you next week. Based on the way current events is going, we got the president in the news every day. He takes a break so that we can talk about kicking the Pope out of office. Ain't no telling what the hell next week's topic is going to be. Stand by. We'll be there. Hey, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night,
John boy.
Is this like that for show?
No,
night.
Hold on, man. No, we
yeah, look at that. We in overtime.
Bye.
Yeah, well, no, we in overtime.